Yeah, we're gonna talk sports, Ben. But first, I got some other shit to say. No one wants to say it, so I guess I have to say it. I'm getting sick of the Golden State Warriors. Not for being a dumb in the basketball team and winning three of the past four championships, but for being pussies. I lost a $300 bet last night, taking them at a -6.5 against the dramatic identity crisis having Boston Celtics. The game was over at halftime, man. I was down 31.5 points. I literally got up, turned the TV off, and went to sleep. This team hasn't been the same since the Draymond and KD fallout early in the year. Draymond's been playing like ass for the past 3 months, and KD is consistently whining every other week about something. They should have just let them shoot the fade that night in the locker room. Draymond would have watched KD, and they'd have got closure from the situation, and they would have moved on. But now the tensions are lingering and affecting the team. I know they still got the best record and are the favorite to win, but they just don't seem as dumb in it as they have in the past couple of years. Last night, Klay was out, but there's no excuse to be losing to the Boston Celtics by 30 points at home. And I'm struggling with something that I would like for y'all to help me understand. Why does KD refuse to be the most dominant offensive player in the league? He could literally be averaging 40 points a night in today's NBA if he wanted to. But this is what the scouting report should read on Kevin Durant. 7 foot, he has a decent handle, he has crazy mid-range game, and he can pull up from 30. And he has no heart. Please tell me where it lies in that scouting report. And I also have a few issues with Steph Curry. He's too fucking playful and nonchalant for me. Don't get it fucked up. I like his game, but I wish he had more of a killer instinct. His lack of aggression is the reason no one mentions him alongside the greats like Jordan, Kobe, Bird, Magic, or LeBron. You know, he has the same amount of rings as LeBron and Larry Bird, and he's the favorite to win this year, which would give him 4 rings in his early 30s. I think his birthday's next week. He'll turn 31 on the 14th. And being that he's a shooter, he could possibly play for another 10 years if he wanted. So there's no telling how many rings he'll end up with. You know, and he literally changed the 3-ball game. He's like Ray Allen, but on steroids. He's arguably the greatest shooter to ever live. But no one sees him as a GOAT. And I believe it because of just one reason, there's one reason only. They think he's soft. And speaking of soft, some of the blame needs to be laid at Steve Kerr's feet, a.k.a. Coach Softy. Him and the bench deserve a large portion of this blame pie. This is the Goaltending Podcast with your host, OZ Black. Now let's talk about it. Fuck it. I lost $775 yesterday. I went 2-6 on my bet. As you can see, Golden State was my big bet for yesterday. Thought I was going to have some success with them. But no. Again, they play like pussies. I'm still upset about the situation. And I don't think I'm fucking with them for the rest of the year. Because I don't understand how the fuck was the game over after fucking halftime. I'd have understood if the motherfuckers, they'd have won the game. And, you know, I lose because they beat them by 4 or something. I don't cover. Okay, that's understandable. Y'all try to be in the game. But at halftime, it was over. Like, I ain't fucking with that. So, they ended my night terribly. I was looking to fucking break even with them motherfuckers. And then that just didn't go my motherfucking way. But this is the Goaltender Podcast, man. This is where I bet. Tell y'all about my bets. I'm into sports betting, and I'm into daily fantasy betting. So if you don't sports bet or you don't play DraftKings or FanDuel, there's no reason for you to be here, because that's mainly what the fuck we're going to be talking about. We trying to make money over here. This is actually going to be like a business podcast, because we're going to trade tips, teach each other different shit, our different ways of winning, come together, put together game plans, and we finna fucking make some motherfucking money over here. So if you want to subscribe, notify, and we gonna get some money together. I'm gonna start doing the live chats to let y'all see me when I bet live, or the bets that I'm putting in, or when I'm picking my team for DraftKings or FanDuel. You know, y'all can, yo, pick this person, we can have some discussion and shit. It's gonna be some fire shit that I'm trying to put together, man. So fuck with this shit. And right now, I'm just going to tell y'all about some of my player props from last night that I lost, and kind of why I picked these people and how they fucked me, you know. And then y'all could tell me some, if you looked over some bets today. I know most of the people, if you're going to be listening to this, you probably already been looking at the bets or the motherfucking players or whatever on FanDuel or DraftKings. So tell me some people that y'all thinking about getting tonight. And I'm probably going to come back later. I may live stream. It just depends on how many people come in. Like, yo, live stream, let's talk about this shit. If I get some people that's coming that are liking the thing, I'll come back later today and I live stream my DraftKings and my FanDuel picks and probably give y'all some bets and just go through like some of my research process. Because listen, man, I'm trying to build a motherfucking team. I'm trying to captain this shit. So if you want to be on the boat, go ahead, hit the notification, and we finna get this shit started. And we about to get busy. So this is my first one, so y'all just bear with me. I'm going to get better the more I do this shit. It's just, I just want to start a community of motherfuckers that like the bit, like I like the bit. Some like-minded people see the same shit and share information, but enough of that shit. All right, man, so last night I had two player prop parlays. And one of them I had Russell Westbrook, CJ McCollum, Kyle Lowry. I'm gonna let you know how that one went first. But before I get to that, I want to say that I had Kyle Lowry in both of my parlays and that he's a fucking bum. Kyle Lowry, whenever the fuck I need him to show up, or even Toronto need him to show up, he's no fucking where to be found. And I knew that before going in. I always lose fucking with Kyle Lowry. I never pick him on FanDuel or DraftKings. I don't give a fuck what the matchup looked like. I don't fuck with him. I don't fuck with Kyle Lowry, but something was like, he got Chris Paul on him tonight. It's a fucking primetime game. Fast paced with the Rockets. This motherfucker can get up 15 points. That's how he the second option on the floor to fucking score. He can get up 15 points. Didn't happen. All right, so he lost me both of my bets off top. But in the first bet that I was just speaking on, Russ did his thing. He started out a little shaky. First quarter, I think he may have had three, but he ended up having over 30, I believe. CJ McCollum, he done what he needed to do, gave me over the 20.5. So I was good money on both of them. Lowry ended up fucking me up. It was a $100 bet for that. I think I could have won, I think either 433. I think 433 I could have won for that. All right, it's cool. I didn't learn that I lost that bet until after his game was over. The first bet is where I'm having my fucking problem because it was my mistake. I did research yesterday, and the player that had the best options of getting his over was Robin Lopez. But me, I had got fucked the night before with Zubac. I needed him to get 12 playing against the Lakers, his old team, and this motherfucker was a dud. So I was like, I ain't fucking with no big man. You know, that's not a score. I'm not fucking with it. I'm not losing money. Because that Zubac, I believe I hit four the other night out of five. He was the one lost, and I think I had put up $100. And it was like, I think $1,200 that I would have won or some shit like that, and I lost because of him. So I'm still fucked up reeling over the night before, but I had a good night because I had won some straight bets earlier that day. But anyway, let's get back to this shit. All right, so instead of taking Robin Lopez, I took marketing. I'm like, all right, fuck it, the big man's for Indiana been killing Indiana down low. I think they played Towns, they played somebody on the Mavs, they got busy, and it was like another team. So I'm like, all right, fuck it. I'm going to take marketing. It's just over 21.5. Easy, you know. He get buckets. I think he may be their number one scoring option. Dub on his ass. My next pitcher was Vucevic. It's because he's playing Philly. They got no Embiid. And Philly had been giving up points. I think they was like, in the last three games, they was like bottom five or something that was giving up points. So easy money, I'm thinking. 20.5. All right, he got 21. That's easy. Bum. He ain't do shit for me. And that was my L's last night, other than the Golden State Warriors. So I lost, what, 200 right there. Plus the Golden State, I lost three. And then I got to tell you about my fucking bad beat, my heartbreaker last night. My first game, which I was my for sure game, I get Xavier Butler. I take the over 137.5. The score ends up being 137. So that one that hurt me like a motherfucker because I only needed one fucking bucket. Couldn't get it. Couldn't get home. It got off to a slow start. They kind of picked it up in the second half. I wish they had kept the same, you know, had that pace in the first half. But that shit ended up, I think I lost 275 with that one. So we took some L's yesterday. But last week was a good week. I put up some pretty decent numbers. I think we went like 17-10. Shit, we had like a $1,500 week last week. So, you know, the rent got paid. So I wasn't tripping off of that shit. You know, I had a little bit money that I carried over to this week. So I got out to a slow start. I was kind of fucked up about it because Sunday night I ain't really do as well as I thought it because I thought I was going to hit that parlay. So It's like nothing you could tell me. That night, I'm like, yo, he's playing against his, Zucevic is playing against his whole team, the Lakers. He had been talking shit early in the week, so I'm like, I know for sure he about to come out here and get buckets. 12 fucking points. That's all I needed him to score, and he didn't get that. So they kind of slowed my big week. 3,000 would have been better than 1,500, but a plus is a plus, and that's what we worried about. We started off slow. As you can see, I told you, I'm minus 775 right now on motherfucking Wednesday or whatever. So we can finna put this shit together, and we about to take it. Yeah, and I go from fucking Tuesday to Tuesday. That's how I do my week. Some people do Sunday to Sunday, but I started like on a Tuesday a while ago, and this is how I've been keeping it up. So today's the second day of the week for me or whatever, and I'm down $775. But at the end of the week, I want y'all to check back, and I'm gonna let y'all know how busy I done fucking got. So if you want me to live stream my fantasy team today or some bets, let me know. If not, I'll just come back tomorrow and get y'all a rundown of what happened. And then as this here pick up, after we get more subscribers and more motherfuckers start fucking with the channel, you know I get the live stream up. So just let me know, man. It's your boy LZ Blackman, the host of the Goaltending Podcast. I'm about to go get this money. You better get this money. And that's all it's about, is getting this motherfucking money. I'm out.